So I'm here the next poster, which is about deep green. And with me is Julia Goltz. And Julia, what are you doing?
I am a scientific librarian working at the cooperative network of Berlin-Brandenburg Libraries. And I am working for the project Deep Green. I'm the project leader.
And as far as I see, Deep Green is something that will make my life very, very easy because as a scientist, I publish a paper and at some point, they end up, due to my cooperation partners, they end up in journals that are not open access. But I have often the chance that at some point, directly or after 6 months, whatever, to put this into a repository. But this means I have to do this. And this is quite a piece of work. And you have a solution for this. And basically, Deep Green, the name is indicating this is about green open access. So maybe you can tell a little bit about what your project is about.
Okay, the project is funded for 2 years by the DFG, the German Science Foundation, and we actually focus on the so-called alliance licenses. Mm-hmm. So we're not helping every scientist with their articles, but just scientists that fell under the alliance licenses. The alliance licenses are a very German license, mm-hmm. and they were negotiated from 2011 on yearly, mm-hmm. and they were negotiated between institutions or their libraries and the publishers. There are 14 publishers, mm-hmm. and what they say is that on the one hand, the author has the right to take its article to the repository of his institution or to a specific repository, or, and that's a new fact, the institution itself. Mm-hmm. And there is where we just try to help transforming this process. What we do is we reuse a software that is called JISC Publication Event Router. That's a software in the UK developed over the last, 5 to 10 years. It was published in May last year, and they started its service in August 2016. And with this software, we try to adapt it in that way that we can put in the alliance licenses. What we get is the metadata and the full text from the publishers themselves. So they push the data into our data hub. And in the data hub, we try to find out which institution has the right to take these articles and to republish them in open access. And we pack little packages for the institutions. And the institutions have access to these packages via their repositories, via interfaces. Mm-hmm. And what we also manage is to merge our intern format to the import formats of the repositories. Mm-hmm. Right now, we have a prototype phase of 2 years, and we work together with three institutions. That's the Friedrich Alexander University of Erlangen-Nuremberg, the Technical University of Berlin, and the Helmholtz Open Science Coordination Office in Potsdam, and they work with three different kinds of repositories. Opus 4, that's a German repository, mainly German repository, DSpace and eSiteDoc. Yes, and for them, we try to solve the problems.
Great. Well, this is a really great approach. And do you have any numbers? How many papers already pulled into this, or are you not yet there? What is the current status
we're not
of this?
That
yet. Okay, so no. Basically, you're implementing this right now. I guess it's a lot of talking to people, getting this stuff together, and
definitely.
Getting plans right. I mean, this is from the organizatory perspective, I guess, crazy.
Yeah. What we have at the moment is we have two publishers that mm-hmm. Said they want to work with us very intensively. Mm-hmm. That's Cargo and Sage. Mm-hmm. And from the other 14 publishers, there are 3 to 4 other publishers that already send test data. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Sounds very promising, right? Great. So thank you very much for this overview, and good luck with this. And really, I'm looking forward that this is rolled out in a broader sense, that I don't have to do this all manually for myself in the future. Thank you very much.
We would be happy to do that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, bye.
Bye.